Interesting news in the Courier Mail today, for those that saw it, particularly those who own caravans or trailers or anything like that, whereby they require four-wheel drives and some facility to horse floats, toolbox trailers, whatever it may be, that new laws were allegedly to be introduced by the government, which means that if you upgraded your vehicle, you upgraded your caravan or whatever it needed to be towed, that you would have to get a new car. You just couldn't upgrade your four-wheel drive to tow anything. Is this the case? Is it as alarmist as it may sound? Well, Ron Chapman is from Caravanning Queensland and joins me on the line. He's the CEO. Ron, good afternoon.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Well, thank you. What was your reaction when you saw what was in the paper today?
Well, we're as surprised as everyone else. There is certainly some truth in the fact that it is being reviewed at the moment. It was mainly because some what we'll loosely call illegal upgrades were being done to some vehicles by certain companies who sell accessories, you know, fit suspension parts and all that sort of thing. They didn't believe what they were doing was wrong. Others interpreted it as was wrong. An inquiry was started by the federal government. And that is still, as far as I'm concerned, not completed. We certainly haven't seen any documentation, and it would have gone to our federal body who was involved in the discussions. They would have forwarded it on to us, and it simply hasn't happened as yet. So I think it was very much premature news, and therefore a surprise.
So basically what has happened is that there are some areas that need to be highlighted and need to be observed and need to be investigated where there could be some dangerous practices going on, and it's a federal government issue looking at making sure there's regulation in the industry.
Yeah, that's right. There's certainly plenty of regulation now. We as an association here in Queensland run free caravan safety checks right through the entire state in conjunction with the Department of Transport. We just did some last weekend in Maribyrra and Bundaberg. Now, there wasn't one single four-wheel drive that came through there that had anything illegally upgraded on it, and every one of them was capable of towing the caravan they've got. So we're afraid, and we know by calls we've got today, that the public is worried that they're going to have to go and get a new car for what they've got now. And I think it was quite alarmist the way it was written.
So, but the caravan in Queensland wouldn't have any issues if some laws were brought in or some, you know, rules and regulations were brought in to make every user on the road having a safe vehicle to tow whatever it is they're towing.
Well, we're doing our very best to do that now. That's why we do these safety checks. We've been doing them for 3.5 years now. We, in conjunction with the department, have so far tested about 1,700 of them. We'll be up to 2,000 by the end of the year. On top of that, we run a lot of other safety initiatives. Just today, I've been addressing people on the Sunshine Coast. Sunshine Coast Council started a series of library talks, they call them. They're like a little seminar. Yep. We were asked to do them this month. I've done 10 of them so far for people to come along to ask questions about caravan, to make sure what they're doing is legal, and that's why everything we do is based on legality and safety. And we believe it's pretty right at the moment. There's been a few little incidents which has brought this to the attention of the federal government. I would say they were probably out of the ordinary, certainly not what the average caravaner is being subjected to.
And this is a national thing, Ron. This is not just, yes, I can't imagine there'd be different laws for different states.
No, what happens with most laws, I say most, that's a bit of a generalisation, but a lot of laws, especially when it comes to road transport, are federal laws. The states, through their various Department of Transport, are then given the task of administering them. Each state also has the opportunity, in some cases, some of these laws, to alter them slightly to suit themselves. Some of those you look at and you wonder why. And I gave an example earlier today that with safety chains on a caravan or a trailer, you have to have one single safety chain up to a certain weight, and over that you have to have two. In Western Australia, they want two safety chains on every caravan and trailer. And now I can't quite work out why that is, to be different from any other state. Mm. So those sorts of things can be done, but generally speaking, the Australian design rules, which are covering caravans, are extremely tight, and very much safety orientated.
Ron, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Ron Chapman there from Caravanning Queensland, the CEO, with the information there about what was in the papers today, and it's a national thing, and the federal government's investigating safety concern. It's got to be the number one priority, doesn't it? The fact that everyone on the road knows that whoever's got a caravan behind them, whether it be a horse float or a boat or work trail, toolbox trailers or whatever, are legal, and that they're doing the right thing. And look, it's very easy to, I couldn't tow a caravan, no one in the world, never done it. And to be put in a situation where I'd be told, oh, we need you to drive this car, we're going on holiday, someone's got a caravan, I'd be freaking out. And so it's very, very dangerous area, and the federal government is looking at it. The state government issued a press release today saying that they're making no alterations, there's no changes coming forward. So we'll just watch this space and see what happens down the track.